Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I haven't heard anybody in my party saying that illegal immigrants should get access to the health insurance marketplace.
I'm so glad you said that. Actually, I have some tape of your Democratic Party members saying this on the debate stage. So they've all said, and let's play the clip.
A lot of you have been talking tonight about these government health care plans that you've proposed in one form or another. This is a show of hands question, and hold them up for a moment so people can see. Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Okay. Senator, that's literally every member of your party, from moderate to more progressive, that have said that in the past.
That was Senator Gene Shaheen, y'all, on Fox News, because all they do is lie. And those hands going up, that was 100% of everybody running in the Democrat primary for president back in the year 2020. Folks, don't let this make you mad. Watch it and laugh. You're looking at a desperate, desperate party. Because Trump has done the amazing. In the last 250 days, he has caused 2 million illegal immigrants to leave the country, 400,000 deported by ICE, and another 1.6 million self-deported. See, the Democrats' problem is what's out there. What's out there is a free plane ticket home and $1,000 for your trouble to help you restart your life in your own country. And they know this. If these illegal immigrants, it's 1.4 million Medicaid policy holders. So understand, it's more than 1.4 million people. This covers other family members, too. Democrats know if that last piece is taken away, we've gotten rid of folks. We've gotten rid of their housing subsidies, all of the multi-billion dollar programs the Democrats had hidden across these federal agencies to pay for their hotels, to pay for food. And folks, we got a jobs problem, if you haven't noticed. Now that Trump is president and the Bureau of Labor Statistics is telling the truth about the number of jobs created, I think there aren't any jobs created. In fact, remember when they had to revise it down by 800,000 jobs? That meant we had an entire quarter where net no jobs were created. And that makes so much sense. Remember the Center for Immigration Studies poll that they did of illegal immigrant adults? And they asked them, do you have a job? Are you working illegitimately or under the table? And half of illegal immigrant adults said they're not working. I believe that because they're just aren't jobs. We're barely creating them. The Biden economy crushed jobs. I think they'll come back under Trump, but they haven't recovered yet. So let me review. No jobs. You get caught by ICE. You can't come back. The only reason left to hang on was the free health care. Democrats know this. They're desperate to keep their illegals here in the hopes that they will someday regain power and amnesty them all so they can vote us all into oblivion and make the Democrat Party a permanent one-party system. At least that's what they believe. That's what's going on here. So the Democrats have a major problem on their hands. What they've got to do is telegraph to the illegals, yeah, wink, wink, nod, nod, we're fighting for your health care. Just hang on and we'll get it back. We will. We'll probably win the midterms. But they need to transmit that message to illegals while at the same time keeping their own base and the American people in the dark. But what is the truth? Here's J.D. Vance laying it out.
The Biden administration gave mass parole to millions upon millions of illegal aliens, and then they simultaneously made those parolees eligible for health care benefits funded by taxpayers. In the One Big Beautiful Bill, President Trump and congressional Republicans turned off that money to health care funding for illegal aliens. The Democrats want to turn it back on. And in their initial proposal, the first thing that they put out to reopen the government, they actually turned that money for health care benefits for illegal aliens back on. So it's not something that we made up. It's not a talking point. It is in the text of the bill that they initially gave to us to reopen the government. It's preposterous for them to run away from it now.
So here's the big lie Democrats have been telling, and their media, and how they're telling it. What they're saying is, but no, illegals aren't getting any free health care. That's illegal under Obamacare. We'd never do that. And they're right. It is illegal under Obamacare, but that's not how illegals are getting it. What's happening in blue states is they pass laws saying that if you were an illegal immigrant under this, and this category, then you can sign up for Medicaid. And they were signing them up. What the Big Beautiful Bill did was ended that and said, nope, we're not doing reimbursements to the states for those Medicaid payments to illegal immigrants. That's the loophole that got closed. I can even tell you where to find it. It's in Section 1109 of One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and that passed in July of 2025. It's called Alien Medicaid Eligibility, and it ends the eligibility of 1.4 million policyholders. These are Medicaid policyholders. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which scores budgets and basically writes up what's in them, not a friendly body, by the way, to Republicans most of the time, admit that 1.4 million illegals and their dependents will not only lose the Medicaid, but that it will save $200 billion over the decade. Again, the link for that is at the bottom. So the Congressional Budget Office even admits this is in there, that this was in the Big Beautiful Bill. In other words, there's your admission they were getting them in the first place. And this is why you saw the shift. It's really fascinating. At first, the left-wing media just completely blacked out that the Democrats were trying to hold Congress and, you know, the spending bill hostage, for illegal immigrant health benefits. When they couldn't black it out anymore because it went viral on X, they started lying and saying it wasn't true. Well, obviously, they can't overcome that either. They simply don't have the power over the narrative that they used to. So now we're in phase three, where they're telling us it's not real. Okay, some illegals are getting it, but it's not like really that big of a deal, though. Here's Democrat Representative Ro Khanna telling that lie on Fox News yesterday.
The reality is they're just not being honest. The amount of money that actually is going towards people who are undocumented is such a small portion of the Medicaid cuts or the Affordable Care Act.
Again, that's $200 billion over a decade, not chump change. Cue Fake Tupper, chief anchor at CNN. He now knows they've got a problem. They can't lie anymore like they were the day before and the day before that on CNN, claiming it's not true, illegals aren't getting the free health care. So he pulls this one while sitting there with Democrat minority leader and maybe Mexican, I don't know, Hakeem Jeffries. And folks, as you listen to this, here's the play. He's trying to confuse his audience. He's saying, well, they're not undocumented. I mean, they are getting the health care, but they're not undocumented. No. They're just asylees. Yeah. What he's counting on that you don't know here is that everybody who turned themselves in at the border, which is 80% of those who came in under Joe Biden, about 10 million out of the 12 million, they're all asylees. Asylee sounds like, oh, okay, that guy's supposed to be here. No, he's not. An asylee under Joe Biden is someone waiting for their deportation hearing. Because everybody claims asylum. If you don't claim asylum, they'll turn you around at the border and send you back. So they all claim it, but it's bogus. 93% of them are sent back because they don't meet the standards for asylum, which is your government has to literally be trying to kill you. Guatemala, El Salvador, Peru, Mexico, all of those countries, Argentina, all these places they're coming from, they don't qualify for asylum, period, end of memo. All the citizens go back, but we have to have a hearing for each one, which is really stupid. Anyway, now that you know that, listen to the slick lie that fake Tapper's telling here.
But they talk about the provisions, and it's right here, subtitle E, and this has to do with the repeal of healthcare subtitle changes, and specifically what it is. How they characterize it is, you want to give health insurance to undocumented immigrants.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. But what you support, there is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants. It's about people with asylum seekers and people with temporary protected status, et cetera, but about their ability to get Medicaid. So they're non-citizens. Why even include that in a bill, knowing that they're going to seize right upon that and use that to message? I understand that.
Did you catch what he did there? Oh, yeah, no, those are the asylees.
People with asylum seekers and people with temporary protected status, et cetera, but about their ability to get Medicaid. So they're non-citizens.
Again, all of those illegals that Joe Biden let in, who came in through the border, they're all asylees. And as far as temporary protected status, what Joe Biden did was sign executive orders saying, hey, these multiple hundred thousands of Venezuelans are here illegally. I give them protected status. He can't do that with the flick of a pen. When Tapper is implicating, oh, they're documented. Documented with what? They're ordered to appear for a hearing for their removal. That's their document. In other words, none of this is legal. And in 1996, Congress made it clear that except in very rare cases, i.e. you qualify for actual asylum, you don't get Medicaid. You can't get on these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's Senator Mark Wayne Mullen on that.
Today, what the fight is over is they're wanting to strip all the One Big Beautiful Bill language out that cut the waste, fraud, and abuse, which is one of them cutting the millions of illegals from getting those subsidies. They want to reinstate that. And they say that's not what it's about, but it literally strikes it line for line than the One Big Beautiful Bill to what their CR is. And at the same time, they want $1.5 trillion to open the government for 4 weeks, which is $600 billion above our defense budget.
This is an insane exposure before the American people of this party's true agenda. Republicans have said it's because Democrat Senate leader Chuck Schumer is facing a primary from AOC. And so his hand is almost forced here. Is it true? Congressman Jared Goldman, a Democrat, says it is. Here's what he just tweeted. The government shutdown is the result of hardball politics driven by demands far left groups are making for Democrat Party leaders to put on a show of their opposition to President Trump. The shutdown is hurting Americans and our economy. And the irony is it has only handed more power to the president. And it has. Trump's OMB director, Russ Vogt, who I love, is saying in about 24 hours, 48 hours past the shutdown, the firing of thousands of federal employees, which they've wanted to do all along, will begin. Oh, and they also may be able to make the DOGE cuts now.
Because Russ Vogt, the OMB director, has been dreaming about this moment, preparing this moment since puberty. Russ Vogt has a plan, and that plan is going to succeed in empowering, further empowering Trump. This is going to be the Democrats' worst nightmare, and it's of their own making.
Yeah, so Senator Mullen, so this means these cuts, these DOGE cuts, could actually be made permanent by the Democrats' refusal to reopen the government?
Absolutely.
That's a great deal for us.
It's 100. They literally, by going to a shutdown, they succeed their authority to the president, who the president now gets to deem these agencies, if they're open, if they're closed, if the employees are essential or non-essential. And keep in mind, in 2017, when we went into a shutdown, and in 2018, because Chuck Schumer led us to a shutdown then too, President Trump said, if you're not an essential employee for the federal government, you're fired. Now he gets to go in and choose who's essential, who's not essential. And the Democrats are the one that hold the cards on this one, because they're the one that gave their authority away to the president of the United States.
Now, a lot of regular people kind of see this and they think, wait a second. So you're saying that only essential employees need to show up to work, right? It's like a snowstorm, only if you're essential. Doesn't that kind of make the DOGE point that we have a lot of people working 100%. In the federal government who aren't essential, Senator, or is that a dumb question?
No, that is absolutely what we're dealing with here. Those who are not essential are probably outnumbering those who are essential.
Wow.
And this is the magic, again, of the fact that we've got a White House team. President Trump and the team he's assembled is ready to go on this. They understand the additional authority that the president gets during a time of shutdown. It is beyond my ability to understand why the Democrats couldn't see this coming, partly because they've got the mainstream media running interference for them. They live in a small echo chamber in which they think everything they do is art.
Trump, meanwhile, is totally salivating. Here's what he posted on True Social 3 hours ago. I have a meeting today with Russ Vogt. He of Project 2025 fame, and of course, Russ Vogt is his budget director, to determine which of the many Democrat agencies, most of which are a political scam, he recommends to be cut and whether or not those cuts will be temporary or permanent. I can't believe the radical left Democrats gave me this unprecedented opportunity. They are not stupid people. So maybe this is their way of wanting to quietly and quickly make America great again. Exclamation point. Signed, President Donald J. Trump. And you know how you know it's bad? The Washington Post is freaking out. In an editorial called Democrats Marched Into a Shutdown Trap. Folks, you remember all the years they'd march us into shutdown traps? No more. Part of the problem they have is no one's listening to them anymore. Do you realize CNN, MSNBC ratings are now at an all-time low? And I mean, it's shocking. CNN right now, this is the week of September 15th through the 21st, only able to attract an average of 570,000 primetime viewers. MSNBC, an average of only 854,000 viewers. To give you some idea, y'all, just Elon Musk's post the other day about canceling your Netflix subscription over cartoon transgender content targeted at seven-year-olds did 20 million in the 4 hours I watched it during my show. Just one of my favorite Twitter accounts, End Wokeness, and there's so many like it. One of the tweets on this illegal immigrant healthcare or else the government gets shut down hostage situation did 363,000 views. They simply can't compete. They can't lie their way out of it. And for the first time, they don't know what to do. The mask is slipped. They can't get it back on, and they can't lie their way out of any of this.
Battleground America with Tara
are Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.